Well, today we're at Adair Casey High School talking with some of the tops of the class of 2015, and today we have with us...
Paige.
Okay, Paige, tell us about your family.
I live in Casey, and my parents are Scott and Lisa Kingery, and I have one younger brother named Ben.
All right, and he gets the greatest advice that a younger brother could ever get from an older sister, right?
Right.
He just needs to listen a little closer.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about coursework. What classes did you enjoy?
I think my favorite classes would be English. I really like mythology. I'm taking that right now. And I took like Comp 1 and Comp 2, and I really like that. And then anatomy and physiology and medical terminology were really awesome ones too. I'm really interested in the medical field, so it was awesome to learn about that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's quite a wide range of stuff. You start out talking about things that, like, you know, English type things or whatever, things that you are a little bit more on the creative side, mm-hmm. and then you go talking about things that are a little bit more technical. Mm-hmm. So do you just like to broaden yourself when you study?
Yeah, I guess so. I like learning lots of variety of mm-hmm. subjects, I guess.
Well, I suppose the classes are a little bit different in each of those, too, the way they go about mm-hmm. teaching you, too. But mm-hmm. let's talk teachers. Who are your favorites?
probably Mrs. Betterton, and I really like Mr. Betterton too. He's our math teacher, and so he does some science too. Okay.
Why the Bettertons? What makes them such good teachers?
They're really, I don't know, I guess friendly, and they're like, you can really tell that they're there to help you, and they want you to like be the best that you can be, I guess. Mm-hmm. And always make sure, like, you understand and, yeah, just good overall teachers.
Okay. Well, it's kind of neat in a small school like this because mm-hmm. you get an opportunity to really get to know these teachers. Mm-hmm. In some cases, maybe have them for classes all 4 years. Mm-hmm. Is that a real benefit to students in a small school?
For sure. I love being able to, like, really know your teachers and be able to be close with them because you just feel way more comfortable and, sure. yeah.
Well, it's nice to know you have a go-to all the yes. time. Somebody you can talk about things with, even uh-huh. if it's not necessarily the coursework that yeah. you're working on at that particular time. Well, let's talk about some of the other things that you're involved in. What about extracurricular activities?
So I participate in volleyball, softball. I was a cheerleader for football for years, and I am on the dance team at school, too. And I'm, like, on National Honor Society, and I hold different class offices.
Wow.
Stuff like that.
What's your favorite?
Dance. Yeah, I've done it for like 13 years, and I've loved it my whole life. It's definitely my favorite thing to do.
Good. Well, it's something you can continue to do, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. You know, it's neat because you have a wide variety of things. I mean, mm-hmm. you weren't just involved in sports. You got involved in, like, cheerleading and stuff, too. Okay. You got involved in leadership, National Honors Society. Mm-hmm. Are those things that all are going to help you down the road, make you a better person as you head off to college?
Yeah, I think so. They'd all teach you different things that you'll need to be, like, a better person and a better student. So I think they'll definitely help in college.
Okay. Do you like leadership?
Yeah. I mean, I like organizing and kind of being in charge, I guess. Planning it the way that I want it, I guess, sort of. So, yeah.
Get out in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about achievements, accomplishments. Is there anything that you're going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school days?
I guess being on National Honor Society and being top in my class is something that I've always wanted and worked really hard for. So those two things will probably be the two biggest that I'll look back on and be proud of.
Excellent. What's next for you? What happens this fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa, and I'm undecided on my major, but I want to be in the medical field. Something, not a doctor, but maybe physical therapy or radiology, something okay. like that.
Why did you choose the University of Iowa?
Well, I've always loved the Hawkeyes. They're like my team, but I always thought it was way too big. Mm-hmm. But when I visited, I just like loved the campus and loved how I felt when I was there. And I love like all the opportunities mm-hmm. and like student organizations that are there. So.
Very good. So you've researched a little bit of this thing, too. You know what you're getting yourself
yeah.
into. Why the medical field? Is there something that in your life that kind of turned you on to that?
Well, my mom is a respiratory therapist, but I've just always, like, I love helping people, and I don't know, it just interests me, I guess.
Very good. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun then, too.
Yeah.
You have to do something you enjoy. mm-hmm. Give those eighth graders some advice. You were an eighth grader once, scared about coming into high school. What do you want to tell them?
I would say, like, when I was in eighth grade and a freshman, I couldn't wait till I was, like, a senior and couldn't wait to be done. But now that I look back, like, I would just say enjoy it because it really does go by so fast. And do, like, everything that you can. Like, participate in everything, like, whether it's speech, band, choir, football, basketball, whatever it is. Like, just do everything because you'll never be able to do it again.
Yeah, it's a one-time try, yeah. Isn't it? Very good. Paige Kingery. Well, thank you very much for your time. And congratulations on your achievements. Good luck down
thank
the road.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You bet. That's Paige Kingery. And we have next?
Jade Will Warren.
Okay, Jade, tell us about your family.
I'm from Corning, Iowa, and my parents are Blake and Jody Wilborn, and I have one sister in seventh grade, Jasmine.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about classes. What'd you enjoy?
My favorite classes were probably anatomy and physiology last year, and then I'm a big reader, so I'm in novels right now, and I just love it so far. And then I've also really liked biology and things along that line.
So do you tend toward the sciences or the arts?
I'm a big science person, actually, yeah. I've always loved animals, and so, I don't know, I just kind of focus on that, I guess.
You love animals, but you take biology where you have to take them apart?
Yeah, I like learning about it. I'm going to major pre-vet, so I mean, it all goes together.
At the end, you're helping, right?
Yes.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers. Who'd you enjoy? Who helped you out?
My favorite has probably been Mr. Cooley. He's just such an easy-to-get-along-with guy, and I go to him for lots of advice, things like that. He's always steered me in the right direction, especially with the ag thing. You know, I'm kind of like an ag person, so he's really gotten me into different FFA things and things like that that have really gotten me out, you know, made networking and connections and things like that.
Well, as most folks know, FFA is kind of a little different than your average coursework, your regular stuff. What makes that so much fun?
I just really like FFA because knowing that it's, like, the largest student-run organization, it just is, like, such an empowering thing. You have so many opportunities, so many different things that you can get into and involved in. It's just really fun to, like, see how kids can achieve so much.
Excellent. Well, it always helps. A lot of students I talk to in different schools, a lot of them, their favorite teachers are their FFA instructors, so they must be doing something just a little bit different. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I've been a dancer for 8 years. I've also participated in speech here at school. I'm the president of the National Honor Society. I'm the senior class president. I'm the president of my 4-H club in Adams County. I'm the president of the Adams County Youth Council. I'm also a chair on the Youth 4-H and FFA Fair Committee Board in Adams County. I'm a member of the Adams County Cattlemen, and I teach Sunday school and vacation Bible school at my church.
Would have been easier to ask you what you're not president of.
Yeah, pretty much. I have a lot of offices.
Do you tend toward leadership, or do other people look toward you to be a leader?
Yeah, I usually get thrown in there because people just say, hey, you fit. So, yeah.
Do you like that, or do you just accept it and go on?
I do like it, actually. I like to be able to be the person who, like, organizes things, but then again, at the same time, I like to be the person that helps kids, especially since I'm involved with a lot of activities with kids, to be able to help them to, like, achieve their goals or, like, reach their full potential, I guess.
What's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite has probably been 4-H. I just like working with the kids and, I guess showing is another big thing that I like, but I was the Adams County Fair Queen in 2013, and just being a role model for all those younger girls especially, and like being such a good ambassador for agriculture, I don't know, I just really like that kind of stuff.
Wow, sounds like you had some great experiences there. And you're going to have some great ones this fall too, and that will happen where?
I'll be going to Northwest Missouri State. I'll be majoring pre-veterinary, so I'm going to go for 4 years, get my bachelor's degree, and then after that, I'll get my certification for artificial insemination and embryo fleshing.
Wow, you really have this planned out. Why Northwest Missouri State?
Well, since I live in Corning, it's about an hour from my house, and it's also like a smaller school. I'm not a big city kind of person, but I like the feel of that campus. It's like so, it's such a community, I guess, that I feel like I'll, you know everybody, class size is small enough that I can really get to know my teachers and other students in the class. I just think it'll be a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked a little bit about it already, but the animal field, how long have you known that's something you wanted to get into?
Oh, I've known that I've wanted to be, like, working with animals since before preschool even. I've grown up on a farm, and I just really love animals, so.
Well, something you've always wanted to do. Now you get a chance to make that dream come true. Yeah. Excellent. Well, let's give those eighth graders some advice here. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
You know, when you're in eighth grade, you're always kind of afraid to talk or you're afraid of other people's opinions, but don't let that stop you. Like, just go out, get involved in everything that you want to be involved in, and talk to everybody. It doesn't matter if they know you or not, like, one way or another, just talk to everybody. I mean, you'll make connections that'll last a lifetime, you'll network, you'll meet new people, get involved in everything. So, yeah.
Very good. I'd ask you about your most memorable accomplishments, but it sounds like they're coming down the road somewhere.
Yeah, hopefully I have a pretty good outlook, I guess. I want to kind of keep farming. I rent my own farm right now, and so I want to keep farming and keep raising cattle. So, yeah.
Very good. Busy girl. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Jade Wilborn and Paige Kingery. We appreciate both of you spending time with us. Jade, again, congratulations on your achievements and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is Jim Field, and that's been it from the Adair Casey High School, the tops of the class of 2015.